7-0. Welcome Wagon, an American neighborhood tradition since 1928.
Good evening, everyone. A very good evening to you. KMOX welcomes you to Pop Concert. I'm Laurent Torno, your music host, with 3 hours of beautiful music for your listening pleasure. Pop Concert is sponsored by Cutis Funeral Home, 2906 Gravois and 10151 Gravois, by Barford Chevrolet, 8500 Maryland in Clayton, and by the Woodworks at three convenient locations, 8865 Ladue Road at the Innerbelt, 4429 Limay Ferry Road, a block south of I-270, and the Manchester store at 141 and Manchester Road. One of Hollywood's great epics of the sea was The Seahawk, starring Errol Flynn, and a most important part of that film was Eric Korngold's dramatic score. And so, it's music from The Seahawk, played by Stanley Black, which opens our program. We'll be right back. music from the film Seahawk, composed by Eric Korngold. It's almost time for the 1977 models, and all over St. Louis, automobile dealers are having special cleanup sales of 1976 cars. So this is a great time to buy that new car. Barford Chevrolet in Clayton is always having a special sale to clear out their 1976 Chevrolet. But Barford offers something besides low prices and high trade-ins. Barford offers the famous gentlemanly approach to selling. No high pressure or hard sell. Never. Not even during this important sale. As they have for almost 40 years, the gentlemen at Barford continue their interest in serving St. Louis car buyers. This interest can also arrange for you to lease a 1977 Chevrolet now. Think about that, and tomorrow, visit Barford Chevrolet, 8500 Maryland in Clayton, just a short drive from anywhere. The KMOX time is 21 minutes past 8 o'clock, the temperature 72 degrees. Well, here is something really out of the ordinary. It's a choir vocally recreating instrumental classics by people like Duke Ellington, Errol Garner, Bill Evans, and the one that you'll hear now by George Shearing. The group is called Choir. All original members of the Swingle Singers under the direction of Christian Legrand. Every vocal sound that you hear was sung and recorded as performed by the singers. And this is a real tour de force, as we say. Listen as Choir sings George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland. Very interesting rendition. A group known as the Choir. That's spelled, by the way, Q-U-I-R-E. In that particular album, there are other tunes in there which are very, very lively, and you should hear what those people do with their voices. It's simply fantastic. Here's Arthur Fiedler with the love theme from The Godfather. Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops playing the love theme from The Godfather. Back in 1914, Jerome Kern wrote several songs for a musical and played the best of them for Victor Herbert, who happened to be in the publisher's office. Well, Victor Herbert listened very attentively and said, after hearing the song They Didn't Believe Me played twice through, he said of Kern, "This man will inherit my mantle." Earl Wrightson sings that song for us now.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen. Your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen.
Music by Jerome Kern, that truly supreme melodist. The beautiful singing was done by Earl Wrightson. You're listening to Pop Concert on KMOX in St. Louis. I'm Laurent Torno, your music host, with music for your enjoyment until 11 o'clock this evening. We go back to music of a bygone day, music written by Franz Liszt, that fantastic pianist, composer, and complete romantic. And he wrote Liebestraum, one of the most popular love songs for piano. And he wrote it when he was living in voluntary exile in Weimar. And 'tis said the inspiration for it came from the lovely Princess Shane Wittgenstein, who was his mistress of the moment. Leonard Penario, pianist, is heard in Liebestraum. The orchestra, which is the Hollywood Bowl Symphony, is conducted by Carmen Dragon.